Welcome to Native America Calling from Studio 49 in Albuquerque. I'm Monica Brain. Award-winning Abselica hip-hop artist Supaman's fifth album, Illuminatives, is a collection of original stories and anthems from the reservation. This is the song, Godly Warriors. Christian Takes the Gun Parrish, known as Supaman, is our July music maker. Are you a fan of his music? Join us right after National Native News. Until we see the mess, we're making this a desecration. A blessed nation with dedication, we soon to see. Seven generational segregation is unity. Communities rise up, live what the takeover makes. Soldiers and young warriors who stay sober. Flame flowers, it's game over. Since my first inception, you get murked in seconds. Learn your lessons, words are weapons.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Red Fawn Fallis, the Native woman accused of firing a gun at officers in North Dakota during a demonstration against the Dakota Access Pipeline, was sentenced Wednesday to 57 months in federal prison following a January plea agreement. She faced up to 10 years for two charges and has been incarcerated since October 2016. The judge recommended she serve time in Phoenix or Tucson to be around other Native women. In a press release, the Water Protector Legal Collective states she's the second person arrested at Standing Rock to be sentenced to a substantial prison term, and the second of five federal cases the legal collective is working to close. According to the legal group, there have been more than 800 state criminal cases, and as of June, more than 150 are ongoing. A group of Native youth are credited with starting the No Dapple movement in the summer of 2016 to protect water and the environment, which led to months of activity and camps in North Dakota. The pipeline has been operating for a year. The CBC reports an Indigenous prayer camp has been set up near the U.S.-Canada border. People are opposing the Enbridge Line 3 project, which will replace more than 1,000 miles with new pipeline and facilities in both countries. Those at the Spirit of the Buffalo Camp in Manitoba want to stop construction, which is reportedly underway in two provinces and expected to start soon in Manitoba. Opposition of the project includes Native groups concerned about environmental and cultural resources. Supporters and company officials say the pipeline is decades old and needs to be replaced. The camp is about 60 miles south of Winnipeg. A new report explores how Native Americans are perceived in the United States. As Eric Tigetoff reports, one of the project leaders believes it's the largest public opinion research project about Native Americans.
Crystal Echohawk says the goal of the report, Reclaiming Native Truth, is to find out about the dominant narratives and perceptions of Native people from a diverse group of Americans. It includes focus groups spanning 11 states and every race. Echohawk says toxic and contradictory stereotypes about Native Americans persist, such as ideas that they're dependent on the government, but also flush with casino money.
What we actually found was the biggest barrier that Native Americans face is invisibility and erasure. And the fact that you don't see Native peoples in the media, you don't see them on TV and film. And in fact, almost 50% of K-12 schools in the United States don't teach about Native Americans past 1890.
Nearly three-quarters of respondents said schools need to make curriculum changes to Native American culture and history. Echohawk praises Montana's work on this front. She hopes the report also acts as a roadmap to create more positive perceptions of Native Americans. Echohawk Consulting partnered with First Nations Development Institute on the project. So many negative stereotypes have a direct effect on Native people's well-being, Echohawk says. That's especially important in Montana. Not only does the state have the country's highest suicide rate, but it is highest among Native Americans. Echohawk says suicide is one of the biggest issues Native American communities face, and it's an especially big problem among youth.
When we first started this project, we actually were challenged by a number of Native American youth who came and spoke to the leaders of the project and said, "We need you to do this for us. We're counting on you." So it's really that sense of a responsibility to our children that was a big driver.
Echohawk hopes the report can begin a healing process for communities.
This is really about how do we see one another first and foremost as human beings and not stereotypes and caricatures. And that applies to all different types of people in society. And I think there's a longing right now for people wanting to get out of this sort of toxicity.
I'm Eric Tegedoff.
Horse riders are traveling through several Navajo communities this week, making their way to the Navajo Nation capital. The horse ride is an annual tradition honoring past leaders who rode on horseback or in wagons from their homes to tribal council meetings. Along the way, they would visit with community members to take their concerns and advocate for them at council sessions. The tribal council will welcome the riders Monday in Window Rock, Arizona. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by the American Indian Tourism Conference, providing technical resources and education to advance and develop tourism programs in Indian Country. Early bird registration ends July 31st at AITC2018.com. Support by Humboldt State University. We know what it means to be rooted in community. You can get your master's degree and amplify your voice without leaving your community. Online program applications accepted from August 1st to 31st at humboldt.edu/socialwork.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
This is Native America Calling. I'm Monica Brain, sitting in for Tara Gatewood. The music of Superman, or Christian, Takes the Gun Parish is really a bunch of short stories about life on the reservation. He's from the Apsalika Nation, but many of the topics that he sings hit home for many Native communities. In the song Why, he talks about negative choices. In Somewhere, he calls out cheaters, abusers, and bullies, and challenges listeners to live better. Those are two songs on his new album called Illuminatives, and it's the focus of our show today. Superman is our July music maker, and that means we're giving away 10 copies of Illuminatives. If you call 1-800-996-2848, and you're one of the first 10 callers to get on the air with a comment or a question for Superman, you'll get a free CD. We do have Superman with us, but before we get into it, I want to play a new song from Illuminatives called Famished.
Nothing I've been told about these people is correct. They are not beggars and thieves. They are not the boogeymen they have been made out to be. On the contrary, they are polite guests and have a familiar humor I enjoy.
I swing on you face. I search and destroy. My team ain't even hungry, we famished. Who you think you're dealing with? I'm one man against the world.
They come around, but they never come close to.
I swing on you face. I search and destroy. My team ain't even hungry, we famished.
Yeah.
Who you think you're dealing with? I'm one man against the world.
They come around, but they never come close to.
I tear teams. I'm a snare fiend. I laugh when my grandma died. Her hair green. I don't mean to hate, but MCs is fake. Sometimes I cut myself a piece of cake and freestyle and drop bombs for practice. I'm just trying to get ahead like John the Baptist. It's okay if you hate my rhymes. I'll get a brain transplant and change my mind. Yo, I spit raw. I even scare grizzlies. So Leonardo DiCaprio, bear with me. You say no, you animal. I can't wait. I met a cannibal. He asked me for a handshake. Superman fake?
Nah.
But what's real? Thugs kill every day making drug deals. I just bust ill. I spit it, son, and if I'm ever on my deathbed, just put me on a different one.
I swing on you face. I search and destroy. My team ain't even hungry, we famished. Who you think you're dealing with? I'm one man against the world.
They come around, but they never come close to.
I swing on you face. I search and destroy. My team ain't even hungry, we famished. Who you think?
They come around, but they never come close to.
Who feeling tough? Look, I know these crooks, they fake it. I'm ill enough to wake up and cook bacon naked.
Ouch.
Peep the flow. When it come to fry bread, my wife is like a bum. She needs the dough. I stay divine with the greatest lines. I made a belt out of clocks. It was a waste of time. I break your spine, then I bash your face. What? He chose us. Even Moses was a basket case. And them fast girls, I don't touch that. Even if she's thicker than Leonard Peltier's mustache. So what you telling me? It's not a felony. I met a big-breasted lady. I called her Melanie. I love hip-hop, so I slaughter clowns. Put more bars in my reservations, border town. I love hip-hop, so I slaughter clowns. Put more bars in my reservations, border town.
I swing on you face. Search and destroy. My team ain't even hungry, we famished. Who you think you're dealing with? I'm one man against the world.
They come around, but they never come close to.
I swing on you face. Search and destroy. My team ain't even hungry, we famished. Who you think you're dealing with? I'm one man against the world.
They come around, but they never come close to.
You're like a baby.
Joining us now from Crow Agency in Montana is Christian Takes the Gun Parrish, also known as Superman. Welcome to Native America Calling, and please feel free to further introduce yourself.
Hello, all my good relatives out there. My name is Christian Parrish, Takes the Gun, a.k.a. Superman. My Apsalogan name is Agimachala, which means good fortune on Mother Earth. And my clan is the Ashachita, which is the Big Lodge clan. So it's an honor and a privilege to be on the air today.
Thanks so much for joining us. And so we just listened to Famished, and it's got some really clever lines in it. My favorite part was when you're talking about Leonard Peltier and his mustache, as well as the Leonardo DiCaprio and Bear With Me. I thought that was a really clever line. How would you describe your hip hop style?
Yeah, that's the stuff that I like to listen to. You know, when I listen to hip hop, I'm always listening for an MC who takes time in writing. You know, like who can stimulate your mind and kind of give you that vibe of cleverness like that. And so to describe my style, like on that album, there's so many, you know, so many different styles. So I would just say it's always changing, you know, it's always changing, but it's that raw hip hop, boom bap type of style. Mm-hmm.
Do you have do you carry a notebook with you where you write down like one liners or things that occur to you that maybe will end up in a song?
Yeah, I used to. Now I got my phone, so I just go to notes, you know, and just, I'll write this down. Make sure I got that.
So talk to us about Illuminatives. You know, you started working on this album a couple of years ago, and it came out at the beginning of this year. What's been your journey?
Yeah, so this album is kind of like, took years, you know, to put out since my last one called Gorilla. And so it's been a change, a constant change, even in my own walk, you know, as a human being. Just the culture side, when I started putting the culture together, you know, like when you hear my earlier albums, you know, you can hear just some hip hop. You know, if you listen to the lyrical content, you'd be like, oh, this guy's from the Rez, or, you know, or you listen to the skits and stuff like that, you can tell where I come from. But the instruments, you know, the music sonic side of it wasn't really, you know, a lot of native instruments. So this album started going in that direction. You know, I started sampling and I started doing looping, made this song called the Prayer Loop Song, where I started doing looping, you know, experimenting with different technologies. And that's when I made that video, and it started, you know, going viral. And I started staying in that lane, and I was like, oh, man, this is a good lane. You know, I like it allows me to, you know, share culture, and people ask a lot of questions about it. So I'm able to, you know, share that part of my life, you know, with them. And so that's where this album comes from. It comes from that kind of like more instruments, native and looping and, you know, just different styles.
Yeah, that Prayer Loop Song kind of shot you into the stratosphere.
Yeah, it was amazing. Like, people were sharing that, all kinds of celebrities and actors, you know, musicians and things like that. So it was a great step, you know, for what I do, because I've been doing this kind of work, you know, for a long time, you know, like, and it was always Rez stuff, you know, like Native communities and things like that, go to conferences. And then when I made that video, it kind of like took me beyond that, you know, took me beyond the Rez and just out and about. It's great.
We're talking with Superman today, and he is our July music maker. If you want to get in on the conversation, give us a call. The number is 1-800-996-2848. We are giving away 10 albums to the first 10 callers who get on the air with a comment or a question. Let's go to Jamie in Eastlake, Minnesota. Hey there, Jamie.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good. What do you want to share with Superman?
Well, I just want to thank him for his music and thank him for being a positive role model and for our young people. And I want to encourage him to keep up the good work.
All right. Oh, appreciate it, brother.
All right. Miigwech.
Yep, miigwech.
Jamie, thanks so much for giving us a call from Eastlake, Minnesota. We really appreciate it. And you can, too, get in on the conversation. 1-800-996-2848. You talked a little bit about your journey to making illuminatives. What was the process that, you know, is it normal to take that long to put together an album?
No, it shouldn't. It shouldn't.
I guess I'm asking what happened.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so the stuff, you know, when I make music, my stuff, I'm not on a label, you know. I don't have a big old team in back of me. I don't have producers on the side, you know, who give me, like, loads of beats and our engineer. I can just snap my fingers to go record. It's I've done everything, you know, myself, like, from the producing to the cuts that you hear, you know, on the songs and the engineering, the promoting, you know, just grassroots everything. And so that part in itself, you know, takes time to create. And then at the same time, when I started, you know, getting a lot of opportunities because of the videos, I started touring a lot more, started getting a lot of opportunities, you know, to travel and to perform. And so I started just going and staying in that lane, you know, and I didn't have too much time to just sit down and create. And so just over that time, you know, I just started, okay, I'll make a song here, I'll make a song there, you know, and just have different ideas. And when I record, I'm a perfectionist myself, you know, so, like, I'll do a verse, like, 20 different times, you know, and not even be satisfied with it. So that's kind of like a gift and a curse at the same time. So when you have all those, put them together, that's how long it takes to put something out.
Yeah, we're familiar with the gift and the curse of trying to make sure that it sounds right and, you know, all of the pieces fall together. We're about to go to a break, but I'm just curious if you want to share with us your website, where folks can learn more about you.
Yeah, you can check me out at supamanhiphop.com, SupamanHiphop, supamanhiphop.com. I got a website up, and you can also just Google, you know, Superman, and I'll have all my social media up there. Most of my stuff is at supamanhiphop. But yeah, come check me out, and got music and a lot of great things, you know, ahead. So,
yeah, absolutely. And we're about to go to a break, but we're talking with Superman today. After the break, we're going to talk with more callers the calls are pouring in. The number is 1-800-996-2848. We'll be right back. Another oil pipeline fight is heating up in Minnesota. The state's Public Utilities Commission gave the go-ahead for Enbridge Line 3. The crude oil pipeline is a major upgrade to an existing line the company says badly needs replacing. But some tribes and environmental organizations oppose it. On the next Native America Calling, we're asking whether this is the next Standing Rock.
Support by AARP. At AARP, we create and connect you to veteran resources and benefits, help save you money, and tackle the issues that matter most to you, your family, and your community. What we do might surprise you, like hosting the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency meeting in Bay Mills Resort and Casino, Brimley, Michigan, on July 12th. Information at aarp.org/veterans.
Now I babble at Ebola Bilachbagu, and that a webbles again, Jigatala, Dagulag, Dagwa, the Shiptala, Diluk, the Lock, Oak Chiptala, Age Bilachbaga, Bush Jadik, Bahusala, Bahusala, Age Bilachbaga, Oak Chiptala, Diluk, the Lock, Koisala, Bile Aja, Babem Balagur, Ebilachbaguk, Absaluga, Age Bilachbaga, Bajok Chiptala, Bile Spila. What a god.
I'm just saying, hip hop is a very sophisticated, multifaceted subculture that speaks to all different types of people. Music, the fashions, the attitudes, the beefs. The more I read, the more I listened, the more I felt connected to its rich cultural tapestry.
Tapestry. You are listening to Native America Calling. I'm Monica Brain, sitting in for Tara Gatewood. Each month, we feature one Native music maker. It's a show dedicated to Indigenous musicians, singers, songwriters, and composers. This month's feature is Superman, or Christian Takes the Gun Parrish. He is an award-winning hip-hop artist whose collaborations with Taboo and Shailene Woodley won him the MTV's Best Fight Against the System Award last year. And his new album is called Illuminatives. We've got a few copies to give away to the first 10 callers who get in on the conversation. If you have a question or something you'd like to share with Chris, give us a call. The number is 1-800-996-2848. Let's go to Tanisha in Pine Hill, New Mexico, tuned in on KTDB. Are you there, Tanisha?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yatish A, Tanisha Lanzanisha, Hotso Nisha, Taban Batisti, Ashkando, Dashate, Dog, Kiani, Dashanilla. Hello, my name is Tanisha Alonzo.
And what would you like to share today?
I'd just like to say that Superman, you inspire me and make me proud to be a Native.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It was good to hear you, you know, introduce yourself in your language and, you know, to hear that I inspire, you know, another Native it's worth it all. So thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tanisha, thanks so much. We appreciate you listening in Pine Hill, New Mexico. Let's try another caller. We've got Jake in Albuquerque on KUNM. Hey there, Jake.
Hey, how's it going? Hi ho, Mabuhay, Superman. You are such an inspiration to our communities. I've seen you a couple times in Albuquerque at Resilience, and you also visited our school, the Native American Community Academy. I'm just really grateful that you promote that substance abuse and prevention and share your own story about that. It's really impacted the youth, and I just hope that you can continue doing what you do. Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man. That's what it's all about. Thank you for your words. Appreciate it.
All right. And Chris, let's talk a little bit more about that. Jake mentioned that you promote healthy lifestyles. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. So growing up in Crow on the res, you know, I kind of was surrounded by that, you know, like a lot of reses are, you know, we kind of struggle with those things, those results of colonization, you know. Substance abuse, you know, suicide, things like that. So kind of grew up in that, you know, parents were addicts and alcoholics. And so just seeing that, you know, growing up, and then my dad, he took his own life, you know, when I was 10 years old, and that was under the influence of alcohol and things like that. And right after that, it was my mom, she made the decision, you know, to never drink, you know, to just quit. And she made it up in her mind and her heart, you know, somehow, and said, I'm done, you know, with this life of alcoholism. And she said, I'm never touching another drop, you know, again. And so for me to see her do that, you know, and then to see all the deaths, you know, around me, you know, negative stuff and suicides and things like that, I made that same decision, you know, like as a young kid, you know, seeing all the negative, I said, man, I'm not going to drink, you know, I don't want to be that kind of person, you know, that my relatives were when they were drunk, you know, so I made that decision not to drink, and I never have. And that's what I promote, you know, just encourage the young people. Hey, it's a good choice. You know, let them know we're all on a journey, and I'm not better than anybody, you know, because I'm drug and alcohol free, but I can tell them that it is a good choice, and you won't have to go through so many detours, you know, in life if you make these good choices early on. So it's just a part of who I am and how I live my life.
Do you ever see a contradiction between the culture of hip hop and those choices that you've made?
Hip hop culture actually started positive. It was a positive movement, you know, in New York City. And so it later on became commercialized, you know, and started, you know, they promote the crazy lifestyle, you know, of, you know, you listen to the radio, you can hear it all over the airwaves. And so that is kind of, sometimes it gives us people who are being positive a bad rap, you know, they're kind of like, oh, I'm trying to be goody two shoes or, you know, something like that. And how do you maneuver in the realm of hip hop, you know, when it's all, you know, what's being sold is mostly negative stuff. And I always tell them that, you know, it always started as a positive movement. And no matter what, the skill of being an MC can always win those people who think that's important, you know, people who think it's important to talk about a certain subject, you know. Your skills as an MC can always win those people over. So that's what I've done as an MC, being positive. You know, my whole albums, all my albums, I never even cussed. You know, I never even cussed in any of my albums. I have like 5 albums. And I'm able to go like into New York, go into a club where there's hip hop people or, you know, anybody who likes rap, you know, go into that realm and be able to get that respect from them. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, this guy's a good MC. You know, I might not agree with his message of, you know, being, you know, positive or whatever, but yo, this guy can rap, you know. So it's a good tool.
Getting the props. You know, when I listen to hip hop, I've never wanted to own Gucci more than when hip hop shows up in my life. The influence is strong, you know, and which is why I really appreciate hearing your music. It definitely changes a frame in your mind. Let's take a few more callers. We're talking with Superman today. Christian Takes the Gun Parish. About his newest album, Illuminatives. If you want to get in on the conversation and maybe get one of the albums, give us a call. The number is 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. We've got Joey in Farmington, New Mexico, tuned in on KSUT. Hey there, Joey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I appreciate it. Yeah, long. That's it, Joey. Pretty boy, you know, yeah. What's on in the sense? What's leaning? What's the chain? I appreciate you, man. I like your music, brother. And I'm going to be honest, when I first heard you come on, I didn't agree with it. But you won me over, man. The line that you said, I made a belt out of clock and it's a waste of time. Killer, brother. And I could.
Yeah, brother.
I consider myself an activist also on the Navajo Reservation, and I'm pushing the truth for everybody. Positive influence. I honestly never heard of you until now. And, dude, honestly, you won me over, man, with that song and your message. Just hearing you talk, your interview, very humble, man. I appreciate you very much.
Yo, I appreciate that, brother, yeah. See, that's the kind of people I love, you know, like, to hear the lyricism, you know, like my bro right there, you know, he, like, listens to that lyricism, be like, oh, okay, this guy took time in writing, you know, like, and then, you know, that's what it's all about, man, is, like, coming together. You know, so keep up the good work, brother, for your community and all Native people, bro. We'll see you sometime.
I appreciate you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, big time.
Joey, thanks so much for giving us a call from Farmington. We really appreciate it. Let's try one more. We've got Whitney in Anchorage tuned in on KNBA.
Hey, Superman.
What's up?
Hey, so you have some amazing music. I was really surprised when I listened to it. I work here in Anchorage with Alaska Native team, some who are aspiring musicians. They have a great story to tell. Do you have any advice or encouragement that you would give a young teenager who wants to be in your position now?
Yeah, definitely. I would say believe, you know, like the first step is believing that all things are possible, you know, like in this life, like we're able to create our own destinies, man. I believe that, like, with all my heart. No matter where you come from, you know, what you've been through, your environment, economic, you know, no matter what, as long as you believe in yourself and you just start going in that direction, you know. And I would say the foundation of all of that is having a prayer life, you know. If you have a prayer life and you're connecting, you know, with the Creator in a good way, you know, every day, you're going to be guided, you know, in those directions of your heart's desire. And don't listen to the person on the side of you, you know, saying you can't do it, or the person on the other side saying, you're not talented enough, you're not smart enough, you know. Just listen to that your own heart, you know, of going forward and believing that it's possible. I would say just that's the first thing, you know. Like the young people nowadays, they have access to all this technology. You know, back in the day, a lot of us didn't have it. But you can create albums and record and put your albums out to thousands of people, you know, your music people on YouTube, all of that. Like, you have the access, the tools, you know, within right there in your phone, you know, right there in your hand. And so as long as you have that belief, man, just go forward, keep pushing it out there, and always stay positive. Our people need a positive encouragement. You know, we've been through so much. There's enough negativity out there. I would say just keep it positive, you know, and keep that foundation strong in the Creator.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Whitney, thanks so much for calling us from Anchorage, tuned in on KNBA. And Chris, I want to play another one of your songs from Illuminatives. This one is called Best Friend. We'll talk about the story behind it after we play it.
Best friend. I'll be right here to help show you the way. Feel my touch, let it warm your soul. A love that's forever, love that's pure gold. Best friend, take courage in us when we're apart, and when times get rough.
You are listening to Native America Calling. That was Superman with his song Best Friend. Chris, tell us about it.
Yeah, that's that real, that raw hip-hop right there, that boom bap, all in the eardrum from New York style hip-hop.
There's a story behind it, though, too, right?
Yeah, that's like totally like from the other music, you know, the other songs that you hear that I made or that we played, you know, that's like totally different, you know. You're like, what the heck was that? That's like some folk type R&B, you know, vibes. But yeah, that's like, that song is totally out of my comfort zone, you know, as an artist. And so the story behind that song, I was flying to Portland, Oregon, to a conference to speak, and man, the weather was bad, you know. So up in the air, we were just like bouncing all over the place, you know. And as we got closer to Portland, it just got worse, you know, like really, really bad. Like the, you know, the oxygen mask came out, you know, people were crying, were sick, they were puking, you know, yelling and cussing, and it was just a bad, like I was sitting next to a couple and they were just holding each other, you know, like kneeling down in their seats. And man, it was bad, you know. It was a really, really bad flight. And as we were going down to land, it was just bouncing so much around, you know, in the sky. I really thought we were gonna crash, you know, we were gonna die, you know. It was that bad. And I could see the buildings, you know, in the side of the window, you know, just bouncing around, like, because the wings were moving up and down so much. I even thought we were upside down at one point, you know, it was that bad. And we didn't even land. Like, we went back up into the air, and we're just, you know, like, just a horrible, horrible situation. And we ended up going to Seattle and landing over there. And we landed, and everybody's like, get me off this effing plane. I got to get out of here. You know, they're crying. And is, you know, I was shook up myself. You know, I called my wife, you know, right away, because I was praying, you know, I was praying on that flight, thinking, I can't die like this. You know, I can't go out like this. You know, I have a lot to do. There's a lot of, you know, I have my children to raise, and, you know, things like that. And I was actually mad, you know, I was mad at the Creator, thinking, how can you let me die like this? You know, this is not the way it's supposed to go. You know, how come I'm going to die like this? You know, I was angry. And, but anyways, I called my wife, you know, when we landed, and I said, man, we went through the horrible storm, you know, it was like hurricane type winds, and the trees were down in Portland. It was just real bad. And so I called her and I just cried, you know, I just cried. It's like, you know, you're just like faced with reality, you know, like life is so precious. You're here one day, you're gone the next, you know, and kind of put me in that perspective. And I went home and I made that song right there. You know, I wanted to
hang on.
Like, anything ever.
Yeah, yep. Hang on one second, Chris. We got to go to a break. I want to hear more about this after the break.
Support by AARP. At AARP, we create and connect you to veteran resources and benefits, help save you money, and tackle the issues that matter most to you, your family, and your community. What we do might surprise you, like hosting the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency meeting in Bay Mills Resort and Casino, Brimley, Michigan, on July 12th. Information at aarp.org/veterans.
This is Native America Calling. Our July music maker is Supaman. We're talking about his album, Illuminatives. Before the break, Chris, you were telling us about this terrible plane ride and almost, you know, fearing for your life. So you went home and you went to write the song.
Yeah, yep. Came home and I wanted to make something, you know, for my family, you know, like if anything ever happened to me, you know, while I was away, you know, they would always have this song, you know. So I just kind of made it for them, you know, because it wasn't really something that I was going to put out, you know, on an album or anything like that. It was just kind of for them because, as I said, it's totally out of my comfort zone. I even listened to some of it sonically and I'm like, I don't like it, you know, still. But it was for them mainly. And so I made that song and I was like, I'm going to just go ahead and throw this on the album, you know, what the heck.
Is your wife okay with that?
Yeah, she was good. Like, when I first played it for her, you know, I was like, hey, I made a song for you guys, you know, and my son, who was 8 years old, he was in the back, and she was in the passenger, and I started playing it, and then about halfway through, we both looked back in the back seat. My son was just crying, you know, like, tears were coming out of his eyes, you know, big time, and we're like, oh, my God, and then we all started crying, everybody's all crying, and man, that song, powerful song.
Yeah, it is. It's, I have to say, it's in my new favorite top 10 songs. We're talking with Supaman today, and let's go to the phone lines. We've got 5 albums left. If you have a comment or a question for him, want to get in on the conversation, it's 1-800-996-2848. Let's go to Vivian in Albuquerque, tuned in on KUNM. Hey there, Vivian.
Yeah, it's Anne.
What would you like to share today?
Oh, I just want to say, Supaman. Just want to commend you for being a positive Native man, advocating for the goodness of Native life with all the wrongs being done in the world. You are there, good in a good way. And your lyrics are awesome, you know, if you really sit down and listen to it. And just want to admire you for rapping in Native tongue, too, Joniyat. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, for sure. Blessings to you.
Vivian brings up an interesting point about being a positive male role model. I know that in Native America, as well as mainstream, we're having a conversation about toxic masculinity and the way that men should be acting. And I'm just curious if you've had conversations like that with the men in your life or young men in your life.
Yeah, definitely. You know, being a father, you know, I have 2 sons. One is 18 and another is 9 now. So I'm on a journey myself, you know, like I've been conditioned in this system, you know, in America. And so I'm kind of reconditioning myself, you know, like reteaching myself different values. And, you know, we're always changing. And so I have to like reevaluate my own, you know, my own behavior as well. And be like, oh, you know what? I've been doing, saying, you know, like thinking this was just normal, but in reality, this, you know, we just kind of like reflect on that, and I have to teach my sons that as well, and teach them about respecting women and, you know, things like that. So definitely, yeah, definitely, the journey continues.
Let's go to Jackson in Bethel, Alaska, tuned in on KYUK. Hey there, Jackson. Thanks for holding. What would you like to share?
Hi, I'm Jackson. My epic name is Issa Junuk from Bethel, Alaska. I think Superman's pretty amazing, and I saw him at the Jemai Dance Festival, and I really like that, how he does his music and his dances. I'm a performer, too, so I want to ask Superman, how do you stay loose before a performance?
Oh, hey, Jackson, thank you for that. I remember up in Bethel, that was a good time. Yeah, and what was the question again?
How do you stay loose before a performance?
Oh, I just, you know, before every performance, I'm always nervous. Like every single one of them, I've done hundreds of them, and I'm always nervous. But the only thing that stops that nervousness is when I make somebody laugh. If I tell a joke, you know, and the crowd laughs, then I'm good. You know, I feel better and I'm ready to go for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jackson, thanks so much for giving us a call from Bethel. It's always great to hear folks tuning in to KYUK. Let's go with Corinne in Barrow, Alaska. And Corinne, please feel free to say the correct name of Barrow.
My name is Corinne, and I'm calling from Barrow. I just want to say the songs I listened to was so awesome, and I wanted to ask Chris, how many bandmates do you have, or do you play by yourself?
Yeah, good question. Thanks for calling. Yeah, I played by myself. When I first started, we had a group, you know, we had a crew. And then later on, you know, I started doing solo stuff and just do everything myself, you know, with the instruments, even DJ for myself. Every once in a while, I have a DJ, but for the most part, yeah, just do it all myself. It's a good challenge.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to share a little bit. I know I have a little time, but I'm glad you were talking about drug and alcohol abuse. And I myself come from a community where there's so much alcohol abuse here. And I was listening to you earlier, and I'm glad that you're a role model and father like who you are today. And I'm can't wait to hear my CD, but I wanted to share that our community here is very cultural, and it's a big thing for us here in our community. And we are all surrounded by alcohol abuse, and there's not much programs around here, but I just wanted to share that with you. And I want to thank you for doing that, the music you're doing, which is pretty cool.
So thank you. Definitely appreciate that.
And I don't know where you come from, but I think that's cool that you made your CD and music. And keep going on and keep doing what you're doing. And I can't picture you, but I think I picture you as an Indian with long hair and ponytail.
Thank you. Blessings to you. Thank you for calling.
Corinne, thanks so much for giving us a call from Barrow. Let's take another call. We've got Alice in Lapaway, Idaho. Hey there, Alice.
Hello.
Hi. What do you want to share?
Hi. Oh, I know Superman. We go way back from WLS. He'll know what that means. But
yeah.
Superman, this is Alice from Nez Perce, and I just wanted to tell you congratulations on all the great work you do, and just appreciate you and keep doing your good work. And I just care about you, and I like the new CD. And so just best wishes for you and your family in the future.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Tell everybody over there I said what's up.
I will. All right.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks, Alice. Let's get in one more song to the hour. We've got Miracle, and Chris, you can talk to us about it after we play it.
This prayer grass in my hand, take it to the Most High. We need a blessing tonight. Stand by our side as we fight. Screaming out, water is life, a miracle. Spirit of the Ghost, light of this prayer grass in my hand, take it to the Most High. We need a blessing tonight. Stand by our side as we fight.
My sisters and my brothers hurt, so I start this earth with a heartbeat and Mother Earth. I say a prayer and put it down for what it's worth. For those who oppose it, only see color first. From
my two sons, my daughter and wife, and the father of lights. I started the fight, slaughtering mics, ready to die like a martyr tonight, with my fist in the sky saying water is life. And yo, it takes a nation of millions to hold us back. This is treaty land, we see these scams. Hey yo, we know the facts. Evil collapses and cowers in fear. The hour is near, let the world unite with the power of prayer. Yeah, my family rise, defy gravity. We gon' keep on rhyming and climbing and shine happily. A masterpiece, put my whole body glistening. Hey yo, we still here, is there anybody listening?
We need a miracle, spirit of the ghost saints. Light up this prayer grass of mine, take it to the most high. We need a blessing and light, stand by our side, side as we fight. Screaming out water is life, a miracle, spirit of the most high. Light up this prayer grass of mine, take it to the most high. We need a blessing and light, stand by our side, side as we fight.
Walking thonker, we in the valley of the beast with these wicked monsters. When we trying to keep it peace and they take us under. Is it better or better underneath my bomber? We was pleading to the governors and the Obamas. We ain't even wanna lie, just some clean water. Just a little bit of life for our sons and daughters. If a penny for your thoughts, then I'm throwing quarters. Cause they never think about all the people poorer. Only rich and the white get the right to water. If we fold or if we fight, we becoming martyrs. Throwing federal charges and Lakota lawyers. I salute the true courage of our red warriors. Against our laws, my people pushing forward. Wish we had them at the pilgrims at the border. With a travel ban, pushed them back into the water. Put a sign up on the rock saying don't loiter. Or maybe a tall wall would have been in order. Cause we gave them liberty and they gave us slaughter. No land of the free for my forefathers. Now we're praying for miracles with tobacco offers. To a power that's higher than any man-made office. As the prophecy unfolds, there's the wins and losses. God trumps all self-proclaiming bosses. In the end, when they squandered all the earth's resources, they will learn that their children can.
We are listening to Superman, and that song is called Miracle. Let's take one more call. We've got Catcher in Hayes, Montana, tuned in on KGVA. Hey there, Catcher. What do you think of that song?
Oh, hey. Anamaya, Benny Hayan. That song reminds me of what we all did in Standing Rock and what we're still trying to do. And especially I want to thank you, Superman, for being a real positive role model for our young men. And my three sons and my little girl, you know, they look up to their big brother. His name is Niak Titsawani Atha. And he loves rap. He loves hip-hop. And especially having a native from Montana, from Salaka, I'm really proud of you. And keep going and keep lifting us up with your songs.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. I was going to say, hold your moose. Hey, the red slang. Yeah, I appreciate your words, brother. Yeah, definitely. You know, like, it's good to see all our people come together, you know, and appreciate one another, uplift one another. And you can just tell by the, you know, the tone and the good words that you chose to speak, you know, is that you do that for your family. And so I commend you on being a good father yourself and a good Native man. So,
Catcher, thanks so much for giving us a call. We really appreciate it. Chris, this song Miracle, you know, there's a lot in it, particularly about activism, a lot about Standing Rock. My favorite line was federal charges and Lakota lawyers. Talk to us about the song.
Yeah, definitely. So last year, or a couple of years, I got to meet the young lady, the amazing woman that's on the song. Her name is Maimona Yosef. She's from the Choctaw Nation, as well as African-American. And so she's just amazingly talented. And so we got to do a show and perform and do this song. And at the time we were performing at Standing Rock, you know, we're over there, you know, contributing, you know, giving our talents, you know, for the cause and the movement. And she's like, let's do a song, you know, let's record a song. And I was like, let's do it, you know, like, so let's make a song for Standing Rock, you know, it'll be our contribution as artists. And so we made that song, you know, called Miracle. And yeah, amazing song. And we wanted to highlight, you know, the struggles, of course, but also release it, like, because, you know, Standing Rock is, it's ongoing, you know, we have the different pipelines, and as I can hear on your advertisements, you know, there's just these fights all over. And so we wanted to continue that, give it that extra boost, you know, like, hey, this is an ongoing fight, it's a continuing fight. And so to let people be aware of that, you know, keep fighting, you know, never stop.
And are you following this fight that's gearing up for Line 3 in Minnesota?
Yeah, definitely. I'm seeing it all online and, you know, following Winona, you know, and listening to her words and just seeing the people come together again, you know, it's like, it's an amazing thing to see, you know, and so it kind of hypes you up, you know, like, let's do this, let's keep going, you know, look, it's amazing to see our people rise up.
Well, Chris, we unfortunately have reached the end of our hour. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your music and your words with us.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Blessings to everybody listening.
That was Christian Takes a Gun Parrish. His newest album is called Illuminatives. We've got a link on our website, nativeamericacalling.com, if you'd like to learn a little bit more about that album. And as we mentioned, tomorrow we are back with a discussion about Enbridge Line 3. We're going to have Winona LaDuke on the show, as well as someone from Enbridge. For this conversation, so you can tune into that tomorrow. Our executive producer is Art Hughes. Our associate producer is Andy Murphy. Roman Garcia engineered our show today. Tara Gatewood is our host. Thanks so much to our intern, Sol Traverso. I'm senior producer Monica Brain. We'll see you tomorrow.
Support provided by Freedom Lodge. Is historical trauma a concern in your community? If so, you can join our Historical Trauma Masterclass at Ghost Ranch in New Mexico beginning February 2018. Tribal training for healthcare professionals, providing culturally relevant, dynamic recovery tools. There is no fee for tribal members' tuition. Registration deadline is December 1. Complete information, including paper or online registration, at freedomlodge.org/education.
Hamitakipiki, Chahampi, Wichokoje, Inaji, Nikia Shinio, Medicaid, Medicare, Nataku Isamu Chozani Wapil Hacha, Oich Ayo, Nalechanuki, Wichokujeki, Anayapstinkstelo. Lily Samael Wasoliankstelo. go.cms.gov/diabetes909457. Lewot Haniki Medicare and Medicaid or Tietna Hielo. Mitaku Oyasi.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service. Music is by Brent Michael Davids. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.